So we've got this new reality now of social distancing, self-isolation, and everything else that goes along with this pandemic. And so with all that, finding ways to connect to one another when we can't actually physically be together is becoming so important. And with that, enter Mark Reinhart, who is Chatham Kent's Outreach Coordinator for Arts and Culture. How are you doing, Mark?
Yeah, rolling along just like everybody else.
Yeah, as you do, for sure. So one of the things that has sort of come together in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days that it's really been more noticeable is this hashtag that's making the rounds. Be Apart, Stay Together, CK. And you are one of the brainchilds of this movement. So tell me a little about what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. So Rebecca Haskell-Thomas and I, so Rebecca is the Planning and Evaluation Specialist for Chatham-Kent Public Health. So we had a chit-chat and wanted to find ways that folks could absolutely stay apart. I mean, that's a directive from public health for sure, but at the same time, stay together. So the social distancing, often being called physical distancing now, is our greatest act of community support. It helps protect our community, and through social distancing, that's where we're going to see less people sick at one time, which means people are going to be able to get the help when they need it. So it's a super important piece of this puzzle, but so is staying together throughout that whole time. So we came up with this hashtag, like you said, hashtag Be Apart, Stay Together, CK, as more or less a strategic umbrella under which all these amazing creative things that we're doing right now can fall, so that we have a document on the other side of this that has collected all these amazing things.
So what's the response been like since you started doing this? I mean, I've been trying to keep track of all the things that people are doing, and it seems to be growing with every day.
It is. It's interesting. When you give an artist or an artistic kind of brain some constraints, it seems to breed lots of creativity. So because we have these understandable restrictions on how we're interacting with people, I think it's forcing a lot of people to get really creative. So that piece of it is exciting insofar as we're finding these new ways to communicate with each other. So anywhere from online drawing lessons to lots of local musicians and international musicians too are hosting concerts. Folks are putting art in their windows. I know Elizabeth Sonnen, local artist, has been preaching to that choir. I just did a dance class where we just danced our faces off over like an online platform. So there's lots of things that people can chew on. So we were looking again at using this hashtag as a strategy just to kind of collect, get ideas, share ideas, and talk to each other throughout this whole process.
And I found that it's sort of giving people who are sort of floundering a bit, that it gives them like, hey, this is something I can do. Let's try and come up with more ideas of how we can sort of follow along this path.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the hashtag is total permission. I think I heard somebody say to me one time, well, can I use it or am I allowed? And we said, absolutely. This is creative for everybody to use. It is purposely amorphous. It changes shape, and how we kind of interact is going to change shape as this whole process does, as we learn, and our world changes every day at this point. But we got to find ways to come together. That's the beauty of it, is that I think we're all kind of remembering how important that is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And giving people the creative outlet and keeping the physical health, but it's also a great mental health initiative.
Absolutely, it is. Yep. I think oftentimes there's a joke running around right now online that introverts check in with your extrovert friends because they're going through something right now. And whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or somewhere in between, we all just need to make sure that we're seen and that we're heard during this time, because it is, it feels unstable. It feels like we don't really know what's going on. So oftentimes the best way to make sense of that is with each other. And in my case, with a little bit of duct tape on some bricks.
Always, right? But it's such a great initiative, and congratulations to you and to the public health team for finding a way to try and bring the community together in this really, really bizarre time.
I know. Well, that's the thing. We oftentimes, when you think about public health, you don't necessarily think of arts and culture. It's not maybe the go-to partner, but that's this situation is proving that arts and culture has a role in every different conversation, whether it's public health or building bridges or whatever it is. And we're just trying to do our small part to help make sense of what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure. Thanks so much, Robin.